So that is the situation that we have today, that both parties have to agree to a Jewish divorce. Now, I'll discuss with you the exceptional case when a man may take a second wife under certain extenuating circumstances. We'll discuss that later. The third area of the laws of Rabbeinu Gershom, famous laws that he's remembered for, has to do with the privacy of one's mail or messages. The Chayon Rabbeinu Gershom was that one is not allowed to read someone else's mail. That is a violation of Jewish precepts, and therefore one is not allowed to read someone else's letters, correspondence, materials, etc. Anything that you don't have permission to read, you're not allowed to read. And that even applies to mail that comes at home that may be addressed to other members of the family. If one does not have permission to read it, then one does not have permission, period. And one is not allowed to read it. And especially in the in that period of time, the 9th, 10th, 11th centuries, where the postal system as we have it developed today did not yet exist. So messages were delivered by messengers. And sometimes messengers became nosy. And worse than that, sometimes messengers were willing to sell the information contained in the message. And if it was a matter of business, of commerce, etc., so then naturally there was room for a lot of problems. So the Jews solved it because they, if you wrote on the back of the envelope or you wrote across the seal the word, the letters Beis, Ches, Dalet, Reish, Gimel, which stands for Becherem the Rabbeinu Gershom, Bechadrag, if you wrote that across, then you were guaranteed that nobody would open it. Because the Cherem is spooky. Jews are afraid of spooks. They're not afraid of anything else. Sometimes they're not even afraid of God, but of spooks, they're petrified. You spook them, right? And therefore, that became, and it remained throughout the ages, the safeguard amongst Jews for the privacy of correspondence. Writing across the back, writing across the seal, those letters, Beis, Ches, Dalet, Reish, Gimel, Bechadrag. A fourth takon of Rabbeinu Gershom had to do with probably his own personal situation. There were many Jews, many is a relative term, but there were a number of Jews in every Jewish community who converted to Christianity because they could not withstand the pressure. But we cannot imagine the pressure of the time. But yeah, in the early days of medieval Christianity, converting a Jew was, you know, was, I mean, the bishop, the priest in town, I mean, that was his only ticket to the world to come. That was his only way of accomplishing something. And the pressure for conversion was enormous. And the pressure was not only economic and social, the pressure many times was under the threat of death or under the threat of torture. And not everybody is a hero. Not everybody's cut out to be a hero. Not everybody can withstand it. It was terribly difficult decision to make. And therefore, there were Jews who succumbed. Jews who gave in. Many of these Jews, on their deathbed, recanted. Or, when they had the opportunity later, recanted and wanted to come back to the Jewish community. Or wanted to be buried in the Jewish cemetery. Or wanted that someone should say Kaddish after them. And as you can imagine, there were many